Roger that. It looks really nice. I think that's a really cool idea, and it's nice to be able to blend two hobbies, you know, the electronics and communications hobby with the woodworking. And that's really sweet. I like it. I thought it was really cool. But I took like a second look at it. I looked at it and I said, oh, here's what he's got. And then I went, hey, what the heck's different about that? So anyway, no, that's nice. And by the way, I really like the old SB Series Heath Kit stuff. And it was always very good. I mean, yeah, you're right, tubes and all that. But look, it was good stuff. And it was really well, it was easy to fix. It was easy to keep running, easy to tune up, and worked really, really well. Plus, there was a lot of band spread the way they did the their oscillator. So, you know, it was kind of reminiscent, if you will, of the old Collins stuff that had the 200 kilohertz VFOs. Anyhow, we need to station. Today, I guess that would be considered an old school station, but a damn nice one. And did you build it yourself, by the way?
Yeah, I've built the entire SB line and probably a couple other dozen Heath kits in my life. Yeah, that SB-102 I built when I was 12 years old. Previous to that, I had an HW-16. The only rig I ever sold. I never should have got rid of it, but I needed money. Yeah, I had an HW-16. I built that when I think it was 9. I got licensed then. And then after a couple of years, I got the 102, actually probably only about a year, I got the 102 and I built that, and got the spectrum analyzer, got the monitor scope, got the station console, I got the complete SB line, even the electronic gear, and all kinds of various other things. I even built the Heath Kit guitar amplifiers and stereo amplifiers, and just about, you know, just anything you can think of. There's a really good book of all the Heath Kits that was really cool to get, because it's got pictures of every single kit that I ever built, and that was pretty cool. And all that SB line still operates, except my monitor scope. I got a short in the high voltage transformer, and I got to replace it, but the stinking transformer is like 150